Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You are listening to Dresser After Dark. Chris Edgar with us, author of Inner Productivity, A Mindful Path to Efficiency and Enjoyment in Your Work. And as a matter of fact, he's an author, he's a speaker, he's a personal coach who focuses on helping people follow their true callings in their careers and find more enjoyment and efficiency in what they do. His articles have appeared in the print magazines Balance, Balance Living, Edge Life, Mystic Pop, New Age Journal, New Renaissance Self-Improvement, and that list goes on. And let us say, Chris, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. When we talk about career coaching, careers today probably don't look like careers of 10, 15, or 20 years ago. There's a myriad of problems that people face today, and there's a myriad of challenges that they face today. So let me take you back and start with, to lay a base, what was it that caused you to, A, become a career coach and put it all to pen?
Well, it started when I was working as a litigator in a large law firm. And as you can imagine, I went through some stressful and anxiety-provoking situations while I was doing that. And, you know, that was okay with me in the workplace. But the problem I was having was that I was starting to take that anxiety home with me. And I wanted to, in my rare off hours, just get the opportunity to relax once in a while. So I started looking into what's often called mindfulness or spiritual practices,
yeah,
like meditation and yoga and qigong and so on. And I found pretty quickly that they helped me get into a state where I could just relax and unwind after work. What I also started to find, and I wasn't expecting this at all, was that these practices were actually starting to affect the way that I was experiencing my work. So I found myself actually getting things done in a shorter period of time and leaving the office earlier and having this strange sense of calm and centeredness as I was doing my work. And what I started to discover as I continued doing this was that I had originally thought I could only do these practices at home on my own time, but in fact there were forms of meditation and movement and breathing and so on that I could do in real time as I was sitting there at my desk. And I became so interested in these practices over the years and saw that they had so much application in helping me find focus and motivation in my work that I decided to share them with other people. I took some trainings in coaching and course leading, and I decided that helping other people to get into that state of centeredness that I had experienced was really what I wanted to do with my life.
Okay, let's take the word state of centeredness and move it to another word, okay? And let's call it present.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that really what it's about? It's just being present. There's so many people who live 10 minutes ahead, 3 hours ahead, and 2 hours behind, and that right now doesn't exist.
Mm. And
getting that presence, years ago, it was kind of interesting. I was in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I'd gotten sick, and I was getting ready to do anything I could do to get the healing process speeded up. And somebody said to me, it was a friend of mine up at the university, and it was an adjunct professor, and he was Chinese, and he said, you should find some qigong. And I said, what's that? And he told me, he says, but lots of luck getting it here. He said, that's really, for the most part, in China. And so I said, okay. So I went to the chiropractor's office. I got an adjustment, and as I walked out of the office, big sign on the wall. This is 2 days later. There was a Chinese master who came in and was teaching qigong.
Mm.
So I found it. But it is. It's about, and I haven't practiced for years, but it is about being present. And I think, Chris, that in and of itself has got to be 90% of the fix.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I found that although there are a lot of techniques out there in the productivity area, and I'm into a lot of these myself, having to do with more effective ways to do to-do lists and organize your email inbox and hold shorter meetings and so on,
sure,
that a lot of people are still finding themselves getting off track. And I think that is because largely of what you said, that the mind just tends to naturally wander into the past or worrying about the future. And that's not something that having a more organized email inbox is necessarily going to help us with. So having exercises that can bring our consciousness into this moment is what I emphasize. And that I think that adds the missing piece to the productivity literature that's out there.
Yeah, now define spirituality. When we talk, we hear this word bantered about, and we've got so many different definitions, and for the most part, we hear the word spirituality, and we get this image of having to float 3 feet off the ground, that's not really what it is. What is it?
I see mindfulness practices as getting more comfortable with the inner experiences that come up for us. I think that's the best way to phrase it. So the way I see this in the context of productivity and procrastination is that often you have someone who's sitting at their desk and chugging along in their work, and then suddenly, like you were saying before, the mind starts to act up, and maybe they start having a painful memory of a breakup that happened a few years ago, or they start worrying about how big the bonus is going to be this year, and so on, or maybe their body just starts feeling tense, and that becomes distracting. And the way that we usually respond to those experiences in our culture, I think, is to do what I call either fighting or fleeing.
Sure.
So we fight by saying, you know, you shouldn't be having this experience, you know, telling our minds to shut up and stop bothering me. And then, of course, that only ends up amplifying all the mental chatter.
Sure.
And then you can flee. You can run away by checking email or playing Minesweeper or something like that. But then, of course, you can't get anything done while you're doing that.
Or you can lay down and play dead till the danger's over.
Right. Right, that's called the freeze response. That might be the third option.
Yeah.
And what spiritual practice offers is just ways, I think, to be with those experiences, to just allow them to flow through us. And breathing is very good for this, for instance. Like if people are suffering from some kind of anxiety at work, if they're worrying about the future or how much they're going to get paid or whether their job is secure and that's disrupting their work, then just focusing on your breathing and making sure that you open up the places where you might be holding tight or you might be breathing shallowly, I think, can do a lot to just allow you to deal with that experience of anxiety rather than running away from it.
You know, I was reading about breathing within the last year or so, and it was something about taking the breath, breathing all the way into your stomach and then letting it go back out. And it has to do with that air that goes in your lungs, and when it comes out, it's completely different air. And if you're breathing right, your body starts to work because it has an effect on your immune system. And if you don't think about it, you're breathing. I know people who have actually stopped breathing. They have to think about something. They hold their breath.
Yeah.
And this has a tremendous effect on the body and on the emotions also.
Definitely. I've worked with people who I've found, you know, have a certain view of the world when they're holding tight in their body. You know, when they're taking shallow breaths, they see the world as sort of a place of scarcity where they're not going to succeed and everyone else is against them. And then they start taking deeper breaths and suddenly their whole picture of the world starts to change. It starts to look more open and accessible to them.
Yeah, and isn't that all about being focused?
Hmm.
When you breathe and you concentrate on your breath, you become focused on something. And as long as you're focused on something, you're not plagued with these five or six things going on at one time.
Hmm. I think that's a good way of putting it. And so some of the exercises that I recommend in the book in Inner Productivity, some of them have to do with breathing, and some of them have to do with just focusing your attention on what's happening in your body in this moment. Notice your back against the chair, for instance, or notice your feet on the ground. And when you notice that, then your mind, like you were saying, Michael, tends to shift back into the present from all of the concerns and fantasies and so on that it may have been lost in before.
Yeah, one of the greatest exercises that I did, somebody said this to me years ago, and I've done this on the radio every once in a while, are you sitting at a desk?
Mm.
Touch the desk.
Mm.
Okay, the desk just became a reality. Before you touched the desk, it wasn't even there. And I think that's what the with breathing and the exercises, it's focusing and concentrating on one thing, and you bring it into reality.
Hmm.
I mean, how many times do we walk into a room and we don't see anything? You know, you're sitting down in a chair, you don't even know the chair's there. But when you focus on it, all of a sudden, it's the chair I'm sitting on. Or maybe it's the person that you're with, the relationship that you're in, the job that you're doing. It all falls into play if you touch it. Then all of a sudden, you bring it into reality.
Hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like a good exercise for being present to what you're feeling in your hand at that moment, like noticing that sense of touching something. And
yeah.
If your attention is on that, then it's not going to be on, oh my goodness, you know, are my coworkers gossiping about me, and all the kinds of worries that tend to occupy people's minds and distract them.
Sure, I was running around the house, literally on the outside of the house doing things about a month or so ago, and I happened to stopped for a second, and I saw these great flowers, and I can still see them in my mind. Do you know, I passed them, I don't know how many hundreds of times, didn't even know they were there, didn't even recognize that they even exist, and all of a sudden I stopped, and I said, oh, are those nice? And I just stopped for a couple of seconds, and I did it, and then I went on about my craziness, whatever was going on at the time. But it's just taken that one moment to focus and concentrate on one thing. And wouldn't it be interesting if everybody who's listening to the show that's in a relationship, or if you're married, or if you're with somebody, that tonight, when you got home, touch that person, and all of a sudden, they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Life is, nothing exists unless you concentrate on it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I can get how we tend to get lost in our mental image of someone. Like, this is what I know about this person. Or, you know, I don't like this about them, or I like this about them, as opposed to our in-the-moment experience of them.
Yeah.
This touching exercise you're talking about seems to be a way to ground us back in realizing in the way that we're relating with them in the present rather than relating to a mental abstraction.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not New Age, Chris. It's not anything strange, and it's not, again, meditating three feet off the ground and wearing clothes to do whatever.
Yeah.
It is practical. You know, and I think it transcends everything. It's just a very good way to relax. I know people who are extremely religious, and they spend tens of thousands of dollars at the psychiatrist's office, and all they would have had to do is touch their desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know it works that way. All right, let me ask you this. We've got just a little over a minute to go before the segment's over. Do you have a website we can find you at?
Sure. That's www.innerproductivity.com, which
okay.
is the title of the book.
Oh, and can we buy the book there?
Yeah, there are links to Amazon that you can buy the book with.
Okay, and again, it's Inner, I-N-N-E-R, Productivity, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-V-I-T-Y, and the website's there, and then that's also the name of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Chris, is there something we should have asked you that information would have come up about that we didn't ask you?
I think we basically covered it.
All right. Well, then if you're happy, I'm happy. We got to go. Hey, Chris, thank you so much. Chris Edgar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Okay, good night.
All right, bye-bye.
And second thought, when I said touch something, don't touch the dial. We'll be back.